We know now that next Tuesday they will begin the markup in the Homeland Security Committee hearing of the impeachment articles of Alejandro Mayorkas. The issue here really is a dereliction of duty. And we have this ability of impeachment, which is pretty cool, Logan, is that even if the President of the United States doesn't want to take the move, and of course he could fire Mayorkas at any time, we, as are through our elected representatives, can remove bad executive branch actors. It's so out of control with the numbers. Just when you look at, for instance, 10 million since he's been in office have there's been illegal border crossing of 10 million. At least 1.8 million of those have totally disappeared. So just in 3 years, there's 2 million more people in America that they don't know anything about. All they know is that they got away.
This is sort of the issue that, I don't want to say it's a uniting issue, because a lot of people have different ways they want to take care of it,
But
it's an issue that everyone seems to know is the number one issue, is the problem. You have conservatives, Democrats, you have definitely conservatives and moderates. I'd say even the moderate news saying, we have to do something. Something's got to be done. This is getting out of control. And whether that, again, is you want to take an extreme nature or not extreme nature on how you want to present it, everyone knows there's a problem. So I think what's interesting with the border and what's interesting with Homeland Security in general right now is that everyone knows this is a top priority. All it is right now is finding the people who will actually get something done. I think you even had that when Newsom and some of them were kind of clearly making their run to potentially replace Biden. They were talking about it highly. They were making it big moments. They were talking about the unsecured. They were visiting the border and doing that whole thing. They know the American people are at a breaking point of going, we have to take care of this issue because we are seeing how it's impacting. Again, it's not about not being compassionate to those who are trying to seek America for the right reasons. It's being just at least secure and safe. And you can't let your country just get out of hand.
We have laws, the Secure Fence Act of 2006, to maintain control over that, and he's ignored it. I mean, so he is violating his oath of, the laws are faithfully executed. The guarantee clause in Article 4 of the Constitution states the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and this is the key, and shall protect each of them against invasion. I mean, Logan, I think that's where people may get across the line and say, well, is this actually invasion or not? And again, I think I want to explain to people like how it moves forward. We'll go to Bob in a second, but it's that term invasion. To me, it's reached that level. When you think about the amount of people who have died because of fentanyl, it's the number one killer of ages 18 to 45 in America. I mean, so invasion kind of makes sense because people are dying. People are losing their lives. Americans are dying.
For people who have been impacted by it, it's a big deal. It's something that everyone finds important. Maybe if you're living in certain areas of the country, you're not experiencing it on the daily basis, or maybe you're one of the few people who haven't had that happen in your family's life. But if you are, it's hitting very close to home for a lot of people. I think that's why you are seeing some form, and again, I will say a mild form of bipartisanship in this.
I mean, this is, to me, is a little bit less partisan than like impeaching a president because you don't like their policies. I mean, this is very specific to Mayorkas and the border. But how long do we expect that markup of these articles to take? And what we're hearing is like there'll be three or four articles of impeachment that they're going to present.
My understanding is there are going to be four articles of impeachment that they finally integrate into the bill, the resolution. And so, as you mentioned, the markup is going to happen next Tuesday. There will be a process through which they amend, I believe, Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution to add in all the articles with probably some strong supporting evidence gathered over the course of the last year or so that Chairman Greene has been conducting an extensive investigation. And as you know, ACLJ Action has been pretty active on this, encouraging our members to engage their own representatives in both the House and in the Senate.
This is ruining our cities. I mean, this is causing chaos. So it's why I think if you had a real hearing, just saying, I'm following bad orders, that's not good enough for an executive. If you're a cabinet member and you feel like the orders that you're being given are so bad that they are a danger to the country and they violate actually your constitutional duty, you should resign as a cabinet member. And that's why, again, you have an ability to impeach not just presidents or vice presidents, but the ability to impeach their executives, their cabinet, because they can't get around that idea of, hey, I'm just doing it because that's what President Biden's telling me to do.